Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Here we go. It's hour number one of the G-Back Nation on 105.3 The Fan. And we are live at Moxie's here downtown on Crescent. And if you'd like to come on by, we'll be here for the next 5 hours broadcasting, talking about sports. And, yes, we have the G-Back Nation etched Stella Artois beer glasses for free. Just come on in. It's all part of Restaurant Week. I think our station cluster is having their happy hour party down here as well, guys.
Oh, let's go.
There we go.
The shots will be flowing, Brian.
I mean, it's already the place to be.
It is. It is absolutely gorgeous in here. When you add in a free Stella Artois G-Bag chalice and the food, I mean, we're just looking around.
Yeah.
The menu looks absolutely outstanding. This is definitely a cool spot.
Is that what that's called, a chalice?
Yeah, they phrase them as chalices, and I just like saying chalice.
Yeah, no.
It sounds pretty badass.
It's a great word. Well, it's great to be back. General at your service. If you see me, bear me. N.A. They do have the Stella N.A. here. Brian brought us here. Lucius Alexander's back at 75 and Fitzhugh, keeping the Gators down best he can. You do have Wolchuk here.
Oh, here we go.
Follow on morning show assignment.
Here we
heard
go.
This morning.
Watch this.
Carter
Freeman's
coordinating your video. What are we looking at?
The chalices. Chalices coming in the building as we speak.
Dude, they're getting wheeled in.
Yeah.
Oh, like the Stanley Cup. This is getting special treatment.
The chalices have arrived, and the Tolos are here. Waiting with bated breath and anticipation. I think it's the best giveaway in DFW sports since the Rangers World Series ring.
Yes.
And if you finish second to that, then I'd say you're in a great spot.
Yeah.
Well, it is awesome to be back. Chris Young's coming up at 4:20. Now, he was with you guys last week. I saw the quotes. We ain't selling, basically, is what he said. But now you have Nightingale out with a report today. The Rangers could be sellers of Scherzer, Lorenzen, Keeney, and Yates unless they get a dramatic turnaround. Do you guys feel like they should be sellers? Where are you at with this whole storyline right now?
You know, history shows, and Evan Grant, I talked about this last week, he had a piece that it just doesn't look great for the Rangers' chances to be able to turn this thing around. Historically, it hasn't happened based on where their record is this deep into the season. But I think, and we've talked about this, Brian, when you just look at the American League West, that's why you should have hope. You know, you just sweep the Rays, you go 4-2 over the homestand, the bats are starting to really come alive. Jonah Heim had a great game. Nathaniel Lowe has turned it around. There's reasons for positivity. The issue is, as soon as you start to really get your hopes up, and this happened to me last week, after they beat the Padres 7-0, next thing you know, they drop two games. The consistency has not been there, but if they are going to be sellers, they've got quite a few pieces that are on expiring contracts, and they've got some pitchers that are coming back. If they wanted to sell a Max Scherzer, if they wanted to sell a Michael Lorenzen, to where they could be sellers, but then you also just slide Tyler Mahle back into that rotation, and yet you're still competing.
All these one-year deals, right? It's going to be, you know, at this end of the season, we're going to talk about, hey, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? We all love Chris Young. I'm going on record. I'm not selling. I'm not selling for that same reason I told you guys 3 weeks ago. This division, you know, Astros playing better. I think the if you look at the Mariners, it's all pitching. Their hitting is questionable at times. You know, the Astros have dealt with their injuries. You're dealing with your injuries. The Mariners are, you know, they've had a little bit of some things. I'm not selling because I think this division is going to fall apart. And you know what? I would hate to be sellers. And all of a sudden, I mean, you look at what the Mariners did. Mariners got rid of Paxton. They got rid of one of their best bullpen pieces.
Yeah.
Shipped him off to Arizona. And then what happened? The last game of the season, they're in a fight to try and get in the playoffs. And maybe if they would have had, you know, a couple of opportunities to get him, you know, involved, that they would have been okay. I'm not selling. I'm just not. I'm just gonna. Yeah. I'm gonna ride it. And if these guys expire as 1 year contracts, the guys like Heaney or whatever, and those guys go away, hey, thanks for all you did. But I'm giving myself every opportunity to try and claw my way back into this division win.
I'm with you right now. You know, I want to see if we can get the right bat, you know, back that can set our lineup on fire. And I think our pitching is very promising for the second half, but it just comes down to six games back.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe 42 and 48 historically is, you know, never been accomplished, but six games back in early July has absolutely been accomplished several times.
Sure.
So, you know, I think, you know, it's just a weird dynamic where your division is very gettable, and you have to
go for it.
That's
the only reason.
Yeah.
That's
plus,
the only reason.
Plus, you're not going to get a ton for what you're offering.
I mean, maybe. If you were to just trade Lorenzen or you just traded Scherzer, I don't know. Like, is the return worth it to move on? I think the only reason to me that I would do that, I don't want to give up, to your point, Kirby Yates or David Robertson, because you don't have anybody to fill those shoes. If you're excited about what Tyler Mahle can do to slide in and fill one of those roles, and you can part with Lorenzen or you can part with Scherzer, then okay. I don't think that's really hurting you.
I'm good okay. Point. I'm okay from moving on from Scherzer, and I'll tell you why. Because am I going to get five or six good outings from him?
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden, oh wait, there's numbness in my index finger.
Yeah.
Oh, there's
the thumb
soreness.
Starts bothering
there's
him again.
Soreness in my back. You know, That's a little bit of a broken commodity right now.
Yeah.
And if I could get something,
yeah,
I move on from that because I got other reinforcements that I could put in his spot.
Yeah.
But as far as Yates, Robinson, those guys, no. If I could still fight in September with all those division games looming against the Angels and the A's and the Astros. I mean, you got a series coming up against the Astros here. You got this whole next week is all divisional games. Have a great week, and it gets you into the All-Star break. Well, maybe then after the All-Star break, if you go out and spit the bid and you're 1-5 in these next six, okay, I wave the flag. Take it all. Go ahead. You know, that's fine.
Yeah.
You roll through this thing, and say you do go 5-1, you know, and now you've built a little momentum going to the All-Star break. I'm not quitting yet.
Getting the sweep over the weekend changes things. Now you're like, okay, now they've won 5 of 7. They've bounced back from that horrible losing streak. It gives you a chance to see how July plays out.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's definitely a scenario in my mind where you could have all those guys and more.
Yeah, the hope I had was in that 4-game Baltimore series, they were in every one of those games but one.
Yeah, they could have won 3 out of 4 of those.
They could have won. And that, I'm like, that's one of the best teams in baseball.
Yep.
And then you come home and you get the Padres like you were talking about with the Padres.
Yep.
And I'm thinking, whoa, okay. And then they lose. You know, you're like going, damn. But then Tampa's not Tampa what it used to be.
No.
But still sweeping them, that's a good sign. Now go sweep the Angels, and then go take 2 or 3 from the Astros at their place, and now we're talking again.
And if they do that, CY ain't selling.
No.
I mean, CY, the competitor that he is, he's just looking, just give me a little bit of a reason. Just give me a little bit of hope to just believe in this thing. And I think that, you know, right now it is starting to trend in a positive direction.
All righty, we are here at Moxie's Restaurant Week. Come on by. The G-Bag chalices are now being displayed. You can come get one while supplies last. And, you know, to be honest with you, I don't know how long they're going to last, but I do know CY's going to join us coming up at 4:20, and Tim Cato's going to join us at 5 o'clock. Yes, sir. Congrats to Marcus Semien and Kirby Yates for making the All-Star game. Far cry from last year when the entire game felt like it was Ranger-themed. Is this disappointing to you? to only have two Rangers in. I mean, how disappointing has this been, considering where we were coming out of spring training and going into opening day?
I'm disappointed for Josh Smith. I feel like Josh Smith was very, very deserving. I think he's been the Rangers' best player in the first half of the season. It's been incredible what he's done, not only offensively, but with his glove as well. And then his versatility to play multiple positions. I'm bummed for him. He was very deserving. But otherwise, I mean, look, Marcus Semien, I do think, is going to end up starting for you, because Jose Altuve has kind of shown, I don't usually show up and play in these games. And Marcus, thank goodness, he comes up with a huge home run for you during this homestand to help turn around and win that second game against the Rays. But he's been in a slump in a bad, bad way. I mean, should Marcus Semien be the starting second baseman in the All-Star game? I don't know.
Or the rest of the league at second base, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. To your point, the game is here in Arlington. Do you think Altuve wants to show up and get booed?
No.
That's what
he does play really well in that ballpark, but
he does.
He's been dodging these games because I think of that very reason.
Yeah, I don't think he wants to show up, and when they announce him in the starting lineup, that he just gets booed unmercifully.
Well, they're six games back. How about three against the Angels and three against the Astros, then an All-Star break for the ages?
Yeah,
you know, we could pick our heads up here, next week, next Monday, and be in an amazing spot going into that All-Star break. So we'll hold out for that. We're live at Moxie's. The Stars today announced a new 7-year deal with a parent media company that will see all of the club's regional games stream free of charge on the Victory Plus streaming service. I'm taking this as great. You know, maybe it'll be a pain in the butt for those in the audience that haven't, you know, taking that next step to downloading apps, right? But I think that's going to be the only group of people that are going to have a real big problem with it, like maybe Brian's parents.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. My dad's asking me about these Fire Sticks. 85-year-old dad's like,
see?
On the way to church yesterday, he's like, hey, what's this Fire Stick thing I hear about? I'm like, you sit in a chair all day and, like, watch Fox News.
Yeah.
What do you mean, Fire Stick? What do you learn? Oh, you know, I hear things. Where do you hear things? So, yeah.
Where do you hear things? I hear things.
Where?
All right.
You know, if my mom said, hey, what about the Fire Stick, Brian? I would say, Mom, yeah, you're on to something. Dad, he's eavesdropping on someone's conversation here.
Yeah.
Because he's like, oh. And I'm thinking, trying to explain it to him, and he's looking at me like, huh?
Do we need to go there in order to watch one channel, Dad?
Yeah.
But he's curious. And a lot of people are.
Yeah. Okay, let me ask you this, though. On these Fire Stick things like that, are we going to have the opportunity to get the Victory Network or whatever we're playing with here?
That's what makes it so great. Like, can you download this app on a device? Then your answer is yes. You're going to be able to watch the Stars. It's no longer gate-kept in any way from the fans.
Man,
big win.
7 years, though? Think about that. I mean, Heggie, I could hear Heggie's thinking, 7 years is kind of like, how long is it going to be free for?
And we never know if Corey got ball sacked on that. All right, that could be a ball sacking for the ages for Mr. Majors. It might not be 7 years. I don't know. But I think that it should stay free forever. But, I mean, what's the price? Like, if it's $10, I'd still probably pay that.
It is a 7-year deal. We just don't know how much of it goes for free.
Would you pay $100 to watch the Stars?
For the season?
For the season.
Yes, I would.
You thought about it, though.
Yeah, but if
you got this baby girl you have to think about,
I know. I mean, like, everything is, I got to figure in cost, right?
Right.
But I think, yes, I would.
You're the guy that told us the other day that when the money goes in your account,
it immediately goes
somewhere else.
It sure does.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
More difficult than ever to gauge what something is going to cost. It's just unbelievable. I went through for chicken yesterday, and it was $48 for a family of four, and that was the drive-through. You know, $50 basically. That used to be like a go sit down menu just a couple of years back.
We talking like KFC chicken, or did you?
Well, not KFC. Yeah. It was a competitor.
I don't want you to mention
it. It was really good, but I don't think I'm going to do that again now. Like, I cut DoorDash.
You did?
I'm like, okay, now I'm gonna hit the actual drive through.
And we're getting ready to go to camp. You are not cutting DoorDash. Don't act like you are right now. Hey,
well,
what
that would
Dawson?
Be a special exemption from my no DoorDash.
I just ordered a bottle of water.
You can
from
also, you can write that one off. The issue is darn.
I just paid $98 for a bottle of water.
The fees, man, they get you.
Dude, it's been exorbitant. Okay, is this the Stell NA The Stella inning.
Brian knew. Brian, our guy from Stella, knew you, Dawson.
Let me pour
he
up
knew
one
of these.
You. Yeah, this and is you outstanding. And you're an A. The Stella 0.0 as we broadcast Michelle. Live.
Oh, man, it's a beautiful beer. Oh,
it looks
come
good.
Come get a beer in the new G-Bag Nation Stella Chalice. It was so awesome to see what the Mavericks did in my time off. Did everybody agree with that? Is that exciting?
Yes.
They're better than they were?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we were pumped to get Klay Thompson, especially with the price in which they were able to get him for. It ended up being a fraction. I mean, we were thinking it'd be like a $70 million contract.
Yeah.
What they end up getting him for, and then what you give up, it's like a heck yes move. And then it was surprising to lose Derrick Jones Jr., but Najee Marshall, I'm excited about him, Quentin Grimes.
Yeah.
I was pumped. I was excited to hear what you thought about it.
Yeah, you know, I feel like Klay Thompson's reputation has taken a hit, no longer a superstar, but better than what you had by a landslide. You know, a guy that played point guard in college can, you know, create for himself and others when he needs to. Maybe he's not superstar level at that, but the spot-up shots that he's going to be able to knock down as compared to Derrick Jones Jr., what you're going to be able to do in those minutes. And then you mentioned the two role players as well. I think it's another masterful
job. He's about to have the fountain of youth when it comes to his, you know, 13 years in the league. And all he has to do is spot up and shoot, catch, shoot. That ball, as soon as it hits his hands, is gone.
Yeah.
Those Kyrie and Luke are going to set him up so many times to knock down shots. He's going to be Hagerslack's big play award guy every game.
Let's go.
Let's look at Clay's numbers. You know, all right, 31.
5-7 from three again.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He's going to be – he doesn't have to – yeah, the defense, no, fine. Just stand over there and just get the ball and let it fly. But I'll tell you what, the thing I appreciate about the most, and we talk about this, about our championship teams or our teams that get in finals, which has been our baseball team and now our basketball team and then the hockey team as well. But by the time the wheels hit the ground of them coming home, these general managers are thinking about making moves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like he's sitting there going, you know, Nico's going, okay, I can't beat Boston configured this way.
Yeah.
I learned something. Now, wait, I got to compete against Oklahoma City. I saw that, what I have to compete against. I got to compete against Minnesota. Saw that, you know, what I was going. So he got an idea of who he has to compete against in the West, and he saw the beast from the East.
Yeah.
So he knows, like, okay, if I'm going to do this, so a lot of these times these general managers just go, oh, whew, we made it.
Yeah.
Hey, we got to the final. Oh, wait, they got a championship
like
out of my shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Nice. Kick my feet up. No. Nico's like, BS. I got to make this team better. I can't go through this again. And he even talked about a three-year plan where he was saying, I got this thing built for 3 years. After that, man, hey, we got to figure something else out, but here we go.
And
I like what he's doing.
He does have a plan. I mean, we'll talk with Tim Cato of The Athletic coming up at 5. He's going to join us live here at Moxie's. But he was jumping on, I believe it was our buddy KG's podcast, talking, hey, he heard Najee Marshall's name during the Oklahoma City Thunder series in the second round as a possibility. If they lost Derrick Jones Jr., that was already a contingency plan. That's how much Nico's got this thing figured out.
Right on. Well, we're live at Moxie's. Come on by as part of Restaurant Week and sip some beer out of the Stella Artois G-Bag Nation glasses with us. We got the G-Bag of the Day coming up at 2:30. Where are we going next, Woolchuck?
Let's get into the Chuck Wagon Breast Augmentation Mini Brains in the ESPYs. That's next.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things, like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Welcome back, GBAC Nation. Hope you're having a great day. We are live at Moxie's downtown. Let me see if I can't get you the address. Yeah, 100 Crescent Court. 100 Crescent Court here, Moxie's. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel are the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids as well. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Here's Wolchuk, little chuck wagon.
Brian, you and fellow Tiger fans can rejoice. Libby Dunn has announced that she is coming back for a fifth year at LSU.
She said, national champion.
Not done yet. She is returning.
Man, this beer's good.
You just got yourself a delicious Stella. We just had a Tolo that wants to come over, take a couple of shots, gave Brian a beer. Mm. So we're getting Mardi Gras Brian today, boys. This is the place to be. I'm showing on the fan cam. Of course, you get the chalice, the G-Bag Nation 105 through the fan chalice. It looks fantastic as we party here in Moxie's. Now, you guys, I'm sure you had to be Jackass fan growing up.
Oh, absolutely.
So Steve-O, he is continuing his antics.
Who's the one that got beat up the most?
I think Steve-O. I would lean him.
Yeah.
Who was the shorter guy?
That was Steve-O.
Is that Steve-O?
Are you talking about, like, Wee Man?
The smaller dude. I don't know the correct way of saying
Wee
it.
Man.
On
that's Wee Man.
Wee Man.
Yeah.
He's the guy that kind of, he took a lot to the
He did. I feel like
lower,
Steve-O.
Lower area, right?
Steve-O and Chris Pontius would do, like, the most crazy things.
Probably.
They were usually down to get weird. Now, Steve-O's taking this to another level.
I think he went a funny one time.
Yeah.
They had a coffin fall out of the back of the hearse. Did you see that when they were filming?
Hilarious. Like they're driving.
I like the pranks a lot better than just hurting each other.
The pranks were the just best. Like, just like the coffin falls out of the back and opens up, and everybody's just like on the street. It's just,
what's going on? Yeah, it was amazing.
See, there was some Tom Greenish comedy in there,
absolutely.
Too.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you had Knoxville do the pranks with, you know, Dirty Grandpa, and he just dresses up like the old grandpa, and he's got, like, the nutsack dangling out of the shorts.
Yeah.
Well, Steve-O is going to have a full-on breast augmentation.
Okay.
And this is to do pranks. He said, I came up with the idea a few years ago to get a boob job and just film a bunch of legitimately funny hidden camera pranks with me in disguise, in various disguises, and then revealing who I actually am, and just funny endurance stunts and whatever. He's 50 years old now, and he's going through this procedure to get a legit boob job to do these pranks. I mean, this is dedication to your craft right here.
It is. I wonder what kind of pranks you could come up with. Like, is he back on drugs? Has he thought this through?
He was sober for a long time. He said, I spoke with doctors, and I said to them candidly, the one thing I'm really freaked out about and bummed out about and would back out of this is if I'm just going to be a mess afterwards. You know, it's going under the muscle, and the doctors are completely unfazed. Like, 2 months, it comes out, absolutely no issues. So I guess they can reverse breast augmentation?
I don't know. You might be able to do that, but I just don't know how you're going to get any sort of a natural look or feel to it, you know, because it does rely, I think, on the natural of female physique to create a little supple, soft droop, you know?
Yeah.
If you don't get that, it's just like two traffic cones sitting up there.
Right.
It's going to look weird.
Too firm.
Yeah.
You need a little bit of bounce, don't you think, Brian?
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Some buoyancy.
Yeah. I'm a butt man myself.
Okay.
So when Dawson was over there talking about it, I said, well, Dawson's he's a top guy.
Well, you can be both.
I think Dawson's like he was being very
knows his way around a nice.
I'm just very particular.
Yeah.
You know, I prefer God's work to the doctor's work in this department.
I think natural.
Okay, what do you guys think about this mini brain story? According to the Health News,
mini what?
Mini brains. We have developed mini brains in which they can use to test out different types of chemicals, like drugs, that they can then decide, okay, is this something that is we should use for the human body? This is actually fascinating. The scientists can expose the mini brains to two neurotoxic chemicals or other chemicals that you want to use. It's like trial and error. So instead of like doing this on animals or whatever they used to do, they form these mini brains that they can then go ahead and scientifically study on to see, okay, how would this work for a real human brain?
Well, the people that the PETA, they have to be happy. The testing on the animals.
PETA
people,
must be thrilled by this.
They have to be thrilled about
absolutely.
This.
Absolutely.
This sounds promising.
I'm excited about this.
It's just another step in being able to remake you, remake whatever you have that's broken.
Maybe, you know, next thing you know, we'll all just be living till 200 years old.
Okay, let me ask, I'm asking a lot of questions.
Yeah,
here.
No, you ask the question.
But is this like a, is this a brain that maybe. Is it like a, could they make it like an old brain?
Like you've been like living, aged?
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's for Alzheimer's or something like that.
Can they
make it like
bingo.
I don't need a young brain. I need an older brain.
I think that's the hope. Like, as you can.
Oh, wait, this is a 67-year-old brain you're working with.
So we got to extract your memories and your consciousness and then put it into this new factory-made brain.
Right.
Then
we're
good to go.
Right.
Now we fixed it.
Now
see, that's what I'm saying. If it's a young brain, now maybe it doesn't. Does it, the chemicals don't take as well.
Yes.
But if it's
possible.
Old brain, maybe it makes it better.
They're just getting started.
Yeah, right now they're just kind of focusing on the drug testing. But if this ends up working, I do think there's ways that we can evolve this to absolutely try and help for Alzheimer's. Because I know I'm going to end up getting that. I mean, that runs in my family. My great-grandfather got it. My dad's already showing some signs. I will end up having that when I'm old. I know my fate when it comes to that thing. Wow. Last thing is we'll have the ESPYs coming up, I believe, on Wednesday. What, do you guys even watch?
Nope.
I can't tell you the last time I sat down and watched the ESPYs. We got a lot of Texas natives that have a chance at winning things. Scottie Scheffler, Patrick Mahomes, Simone Biles. So we got a lot of representation here locally. But I don't know the last time I ever sat down and watched the ESPYs.
I applaud all the work they do for the V Foundation and research and all that stuff. But I'm terrible with award shows.
Yeah.
I don't like the speeches.
Okay.
Awkward.
Yeah, I don't like the uncomfortable of like
and then they
you're
start
going
playing
too
them
long.
Off.
You're, you know, I don't like that where they and then everybody looks like Valvano's speech. Like he basically like, hey, I'm dying over here. I'm going to talk as long as you know. And you're like, oh, okay, you know.
Sometimes you get a really good one, but a lot of the time
sometimes
it can
you
be
do,
cringe.
But then other times you get speeches. You're like, okay, I could have done without that one.
Yeah.
You know? But hey, that's their platforms.
Well, speaking of butts, I mean, we got Serena Williams hosting.
Ah,
that might draw you in, Brian.
There you go.
I mean, Serena.
She's got a power bottom.
She sure does. Yeah. I mean, one of the greatest athletes of all time.
Mm-hmm.
But shout out to all the Texas natives who have a chance. Best comeback athlete of the year. We got Simone Biles, the Colony Texas native. Jada Coleman, walk-off home run for Oklahoma, is nominated for best play in the 2024 ESPY. So a lot of good stuff if you're interested in checking that out.
We are live at Moxie's. Free G-Bag Nation etched Stella Artois chalices while supplies last. Looks like we have some great hats as well.
Yeah.
It's time to go back into the Pimp Cup where Lucius has your G-Bag today.
Get it ready, get it ready, get it ready, ready. Get it ready, get it ready, get it ready, ready. Hey, man, your boy Steve-O. Can you hear me? Hello.
Yep, got you.
All right, there we go. Hello. Your boy Steve-O?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, there we go. I got one person. Yeah, your boy Steve-O ain't doing anything. Because I seen a man with a beard and boobs walking down Wyclef right there in Uptown Dallas.
Wow.
You ain't doing nothing, bro. I seen that every day. Man with boobs. He had a purse. He had a beard. He had them puppies out, too. He had them joints out.
Yeah. So warm out here, you know.
Show them off, man.
Yeah, yeah. He was showing them joints off, man.
There you go.
Like, man, put them things up, bro. What you doing? All right, I think this is day number two right here for Texas Rangers first baseman and Gilly the Kid's doppelganger, Nathaniel Lowe. He nailed Eric's troll question using Sandler's clip.
I have a 3-second clip of your podcast partner, Jared Sandler. giving some analysis about one of your teammates, okay? I want you to guess which teammate Jared is talking about here. Is that cool with you?
All right, let me have the clip. You know, what he's got working there between the knee and the waist is pretty impressive. Is he talking about Wyatt?
Yes!
Wow!
Nathaniel,
no hesitation, man. Nice he nailed
no
that.
Hezzy. No hezzy. That's a guy who knows his teammates. Yes. Nice work, dude.
Come on. The wheeze, the laugh. I mean, he was on it, man.
Legend.
Yeah, yeah.
I believe I miss Nathaniel Lowe. Love talking about that guy.
Nathaniel. All right, let's go to the WNBA Chicago Sky. Post-game situation. There's a presser.
Okay.
They're doing this via Zoom, and somebody forgot to mute their Zoom mic and got intimate.
Being in the same conversation relationship.
I'm sorry, the last part cut off because something.
That's an uncomfortable topic.
Excuse me? I didn't hear, I'm sorry. Can you repeat your question, Jordan? We have some background noise.
I never had any interest in being intimate with anyone.
What is going on?
I told you they're being weird on that.
Yes, someone's microphone is on.
Hey,
see? Question again.
Sorry, Jordan.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen to the beginning. He said something about a relationship. I'm trying to pick up what he was saying.
Being in the same conversation for relationship.
I'm sorry. The last part cut off because something.
That's an uncomfortable topic.
What? That's an uncomfortable topic.
What's happening?
That guy's a star of the show right there. He's kind of turning it into a bit.
What is happening here? Hey. All right. Let's see here. Yesterday was a church day. I pray you got your blessings out here, folks. I woke up early in the morning. I listened to Reverend Ike while I was on the treadmill.
There you go.
Get my mind right. Yeah, brothers hear me.
Paying for them sins, huh?
Yeah. He motivates you, bro.
Yeah,
he God will. Is in you. You are God. Like, yeah, right. Right. Yeah, let's give all praises to God.
When you give God praise, it's like he's looking at you like, oh, they trust me. Oh. Let me go ahead and give it to him. Praise him like I never prayed before. If he made a way, shout hallelujah. If he turned it around, shout glory. If he opened doors, shout amen. He provided for you. Shout yeah!
Oh, there you go.
Amen. Praise
God. All right.
Praise.
Now, that wasn't Reverend Ike, was it?
No, that definitely not wasn't Reverend Ike. He's got a lot of finesse when he talks. But that was a pastor right there that blew the mics out in church for sure.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the sound man was like, come on, dog. Yeah. What are we doing?
Yeah. It seems like you're doing the Eddie Murphy character there.
But we have a, what was that? Oh, God. You talking about Arsenio Hall?
Oh, Arsenio Hall.
Was that Arsenio Hall? Hey, look, yeah. It took me a while to get to it.
Yeah, there you go.
It took me a while. I went up to the Rolodex.
None of us were throwing you any kind of life preserver.
No, I was drowning. Yeah, but speaking of mics being blown out, listen to this pastor. He's had enough.
I hate to do this. But Charles, I am sick of these microphones sounding the way they are.
Oh, no.
Let's get these mics right.
Yes.
Get them right.
Say it,
get them right. Let's get them right.
Yo, the congregation is trash for clapping at that.
Get them right.
And the man on the organ was like, "What? What key do you play when somebody's getting scolded publicly? Let me find that key.
Do I stop?
silence out there.
Yeah.
Staring at you.
I love when the organ players get involved, though.
I do. And I love when they kind of chime in, kind of get the scenery.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it too.
Brings a little tension to the room.
Yeah. Gets everybody on one accord. This is where we're at.
Yes. Yes.
Stay focused on the Lord. Do I have enough time? No. That's it.
Alrighty, is it our champ Nathaniel Lowe? He nailed it. The first guy to get that question right, first shot, right?
First player. Yeah. I thought so, yeah.
Or is it WNBA Chicago Sky post-game presser? Got intimate. The Reverend giving praise to God, or the preacher requesting that the mics get right? I'm going to vote for Nathaniel
Charles,
Lowe.
Charles, please get these mics right.
Charles.
Who do you go with, Lucius?
Nathaniel. That was amazing.
Well, Chuck?
Yeah, I think I got to go with Nathaniel as well.
Brian?
I'm going to go with get those mics right.
That was a strong request. By a score of 3-1, still your GVAC of the day champion. It is Rangers first baseman Nathaniel Lowe. Okay, we're live at Moxie's here, part of Restaurant Week. Come on by, have late lunch, early dinner, happy hour. It's good times to be had. And you can get a G-Bag Nation etched Stella Artois glass while they last. Brian, the corner's coming up next. Where are you taking it?
Yeah, I'm going to enjoy me a Stella, and I'm going to ask my boys some Cowboys questions. We'll do that next.
Well, thank you, Lucius. Thanks to everybody for joining us down here. We're live at Moxie's, part of Restaurant Week. It's time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king, Brian.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. Glad to have you back, man.
Good to be back.
Good.
Ants got me. Ants got me Saturday, though. I was doing yard work. They got in my shoes. I felt one, and I thought, there's no way there's an ant in my shoes. So I kept – they probably got me 15 times on each foot.
Dang it.
I walked over an ant pile.
Did it swell up and have those welty things on there?
They're bad.
And they hurt?
Yeah. They hurt and itch like crazy. So I'm trying to ignore them right now. But they've been on board for probably 48 hours now. And it's not getting better. It's getting worse.
I'll tell you what, man. The ant pile.
Yeah.
I can't avoid it sometimes.
I know. I mean, they're crafty.
I'll tell you what. I've played golf before. And, like, I've hit the ball so poorly that you end up in bad areas.
Yeah.
And I've hit balls out of ant piles. I didn't even know it. Mm. You know, now they're – and you're right, and you get bit on – and right – I'll tell you what happens. Your sock – They somehow get on that little edge of the sock, your ankle sock, and it like, and the next thing you know, you're just like, how did that thing get in? I mean, you can feel it in your toes moving around. So, oh my God.
I should have stopped immediately, taken my socks and shoes off and, you know, dunked them in water or something.
What's the deal? Like, mom and dad had you doing yard work?
No, this is when I got home. You know, the weeds had grown a little bit in the flower beds, and I needed to clean up around the pool equipment and stuff. So I was doing one of those outside weed eating days, and got me.
All right.
It's either the ants or the damn poison ivy. I cannot go out there and do yard work without something tearing me up.
It just kind of makes you not want to do yard work.
That's right.
You know, it's a reason. Yeah, I don't want to do yard work today.
I hear you, man.
I
hated it growing up. It was just kind of like, hey, you go over to grandparents' house, next thing you know, I'm doing yard work.
Yeah.
Dad doesn't want to pull the weeds, you get your ass out there and do it. So, yeah, it's not something that I like doing. I did love your picture of Zigzag Oregon, though.
That was cool.
Like, hell yeah.
That was cool.
I was stoked that I remembered to snap that
Dairy
as we
Queen.
Drove through.
Yeah. Zigzag Oregon.
Well, there's a Dairy Queen about 800 yards up the road in the town of Rhododendron, Oregon.
Is it called a Dairy Queen or a Dairy Mart?
It's a Dairy Queen.
It's Dairy Queen?
Yeah.
What'd you have?
I accidentally got a cheeseburger.
Like accidentally?
Was
it good?
Thing? No. I ate maybe a quarter of it.
Oh, no.
I thought I was ordering it for Remy, but she'd already gotten some chicken strips ordered for her, so I ended up with that. I should have just ordered.
Should just ordered.
Ice cream.
Yeah.
You get it.
That's the way to go.
Well, I've got some questions for you guys. We're getting ready for training camp coverage here in a little bit, so I've got some questions that I always test these questions
Fire
on you
away,
guys,
man.
And then I do these podcasts and I see if they're any good or not. But
So we're your guinea pig.
You're guinea pigs. Zach, I'll start with you on this one. Will all this off-season attention be good or bad for Micah Parsons' season?
You know what?
All this off-season attention be good or bad for Micah Parsons' season?
I'm just going to go with good. And the reason is, I don't think Micah gives a damn. Honestly, I don't think Micah cares.
I think Micah is going to do his thing. And he has talked about this is motivation, adding fuel to the fire. You know, it just, I mean, his quote talking about some of the criticism was, you know, people have expectations for him to be even better, to be even greater.
Sure.
So hopefully he does harness that into a positive. But regardless, I think we're still going to see the same version of Micah Parsons that goes and dominates and is in the running for Defensive Player of the Year. The big question is he able to sustain the impactful plays later into the season? Because we've seen that fade in the final, say, month of the year, the last couple of years.
Dawson?
I think it'll be good for his play. I think, you know, a little something extra to prove. I think that's good. I do wonder how the chemistry is on this football team. Like, it happens on a lot of teams in every sport. When the expectations gets high and the pressure gets high and then things don't go well, the aftermath of that can be really trying. And it doesn't seem like they're connected right now. The offseason has said nothing but fragmented defensive locker room to me.
Yeah, I kind of feel like I agree with you, Woolchuck, that I don't think he cares about all the attention. But there's the side of me that believes he also hears everything.
He does.
He can act like he doesn't care, but he does care.
Yeah, because he has an answer.
Yeah.
I mean, he's always commenting
about it. And I like the angle Dawson took, because I wonder if things start to go bad, are fingers going to start to get pointed at him and others, you know, the leaders, supposedly the leaders on this team?
I think that's a fair question.
Because Dak always takes the criticism.
Yes, and Mike, I do think we'll do some finger pointing.
Yeah, I do too. I agree with you on that. Okay, how about this one for you, Dawson?
Mm-hmm.
Here's my question for you. Gosh, that looks excellent, by
Fantastic,
the way.
Fantastic, man.
Mm.
What'd you get there?
A spicy tuna roll.
Spicy tuna roll. Gosh, dang, that's a beautiful
It does look beautiful. That presentation's outstanding.
Dawson.
Yeah.
Do you feel like training camp and preseason games will be enough to have a read on Trey Lance?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, because if he doesn't play a lot, then that will tell you a lot. And if he does play, then it'll be his opportunity to show that he can do something. Absolutely.
What about you, Woolchuck?
Yes, I think the preseason is going to be big for him. He needs the reps. And like I've been saying, I'd love for them to give him a full game. Give him four quarters. Let him go out there and play as much as he can. I think that will be at least enough. Better than what last year they traded for him at the end. We didn't see anything. So I think it'll definitely be enough to kind of get somewhat of a gauge of where he's at.
Okay, will it give you enough of the gauge to say that he will be the quarterback in 2025?
Ooh, that's a fantastic question. I would say no. I don't think we're going to have enough satisfactory information.
Okay, could you also, on the flip side, if he looks like not good?
Yes.
Could you say,
if he doesn't look good, that will be enough.
Will you be able to say not good, moving on, or you think you'll be able to say not good, moving on, or are you going to say looks good, he could be our guy? Which direction you think this is going to go?
I think that we will be able to say he looks like he possibly could be the guy.
Okay.
I think he's going to look okay.
I think they'll get to a point where if he is the starter, it's only because they're still digging out of the cap. I have zero confidence right now that Trey Lance can still be a guy.
That's fair.
He got drafted a long time ago at this point.
See, I wonder if there's going to be people that say that he looks bad in practices and doesn't look good in games, and it's completely they don't have a guy.
They might end up in that scenario.
Yeah.
It'll come down to who's available in the draft next year. And if they pick in the middle of the first round, then maybe they want to let it go one more year when they could pick in the top 10.
Yeah. Sure. The practice thing is just tough because you've just seen a quarterback here for a decade that
it
wasn't a good practice.
If he does practice well and shows up well, are we going to be like a little bit, are you going to feel a little bit easier about maybe letting Dak walk?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That would be exciting.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We got to get the winds of change blowing.
Yeah.
You know, need a new candidate. Yeah. It's a big job to take this team to a Super Bowl.
All right. Speaking of Dak, Wooly Bully, Dak's interception numbers will be higher because he's asked to throw the ball more due to the lack of running game.
Yeah, that's true. Because we did those.
It might not be his fault.
No.
Might not be his fault, but they have no running game. Are you going to be able to – are you living with that,
yeah,
with the numbers?
I am. And we did the over-under, like 11.5 on Friday. I took the over because I think that his yards will go over. I think the touchdowns will go over, but it's because he's going to have to be asked to literally carry the offense. Because you have maybe the offensive line you hit on your two rookies, and you end up being able to block, and you can run the football. But right now, I don't think we have any hope that they're going to have a consistent running game. So when you talk about more attempts passing,
right,
you are creating more risk of opportunity to throw interceptions.
Right.
Therefore, I do believe that he will throw more picks.
Dawson, you think he's going to throw more picks because he's going to be asked to carry a poor running game?
I mean, he was asked to do that last year a lot, right?
Right.
I think it came – I think what alleviated it last year was Tyron Smith's health.
Yeah.
So I got to know how good Guyton is.
Yeah.
Can Guyton hold it down at left tackle? If so, I think Dak can deal with whatever other challenges the line presents for him.
Dawson.
Yes, sir.
Mike Zimmer's scheme will eliminate the big plays, but will not yield as many turnovers.
100%.
Will this fan base be good with that?
Ooh.
Will the fan base be good with limiting big plays or eliminating big plays, but not creating turnovers?
I don't think they will because I don't see them winning enough games and the wins of the potpourri.
Yeah, I think it comes down to the wins as well. But I do wonder if you limit the big plays, does that end up helping in the win column, right? So, I mean, it's going to be tough to sustain, even if Dan Quinn had to come back, the success that they've had with turnovers. It's been a crazy high mark. So I think ultimately, no, I don't think the fan base will be happy. One, because you're not going to have as many wins. And two, yeah, I think ultimately there's no way that they're going to have as many turnovers with this new defensive
scheme. See, I think I agree. I think that what's going to happen is, and Mike's even said this, not going to create a lot of turnovers here, guys, but I'm not going to give up big plays.
Yeah.
And I wonder if the fan base, if all of a sudden week six or week seven, they're going to go, this scheme doesn't create turnovers.
Yeah,
but they're top 10. You know, is the fan base going to be happy with that, or are they not going to be happy?
Top 10 defense.
Top 10 defense.
It would have to transform it into like a top 3 defense, where you're like, hey, we're not getting the takeaways, but we're allowing 17 points per game, guys.
Yeah,
this
right.
is great.
Yeah,
right.
We're one of the best defenses in football. Because the other thing is, how many of those times did they turn it over, but they were getting defensive touchdowns?
Yeah,
like, I mean, Deron Bland set a record for pick sixes last year.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Brian. Krusty's Corner every day brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. We are live at Moxie's, and it's part of Restaurant Week. Looks like Wolchuk has some delicious fare to enjoy here at the break. Come by.
Looks delicious.
Crack them, enjoy something off the menu, and we'll be back with 4 more hours of content. NFL News of the Day is next. Wolchuk, where are we going?
Has the NFL forgotten about Joe Burrow, and why are so many of these players left unsigned? That's next in the Fan.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Thanks to everybody for joining us down here. We're live at Moxie's, part of Restaurant Week. It's time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king, Brian.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. Glad to have you back, man.
Good to be back.
Good.
Ants got me. Ants got me Saturday, though. I was doing yard work. They got in my shoes. I felt one, and I thought, there's no way there's an ant in my shoes. So I kept, they probably got me 15 times on each foot.
Dang it.
I walked over an ant pile.
Did it swell up and have those welty things on there?
They're bad.
And they hurt?
Yeah. They hurt and itch like crazy. So I'm trying to ignore them right now. But they've been on board for probably 48 hours now, and it's not getting better. It's getting worse.
I'll tell you what, man, the ant pile, I can't avoid it sometimes.
I know. I mean, they're crafty.
I'll tell you what, I've played golf before, and, like, I've hit the ball so poorly that you end up in bad areas.
Yeah.
And I've hit balls out of ant piles. I didn't even know it. Mm. You know, now they're – and you're right, and you get bit on – and right – I'll tell you what happens. Your sock – they somehow get on that little edge of the sock, your ankle sock, and it like, and the next thing you know, you're just like, how did that thing get in? I mean, you can feel it in your toes moving around. So, oh my God.
I should have stopped immediately, taken my socks and shoes off and, you know, dunked them in water or something.
What's the deal? Like, mom and dad had you doing yard work?
No, this is when I got home. You know, the weeds had grown a little bit in the flower beds, and I needed to clean up around the pool equipment and stuff. So I was doing one of those outside weed eating days, and boom, got me.
All right.
It's either the ants or the damn poison ivy. I cannot go out there and do yard work without something tearing me up.
It just kind of makes you not want to do yard work.
That's right.
You know, it's a reason. Yeah, I don't want to do yard work today.
I hear you, man.
I
hated it growing up. It was just kind of like, hey, you go over to grandparents' house, next thing you know, I'm doing yard work.
Yeah.
Dad doesn't want to pull the weeds, you get your ass out there and do it. So, yeah, it's not something that I like doing. I did love your picture of Zigzag Oregon, though.
That was cool.
Like, hell yeah.
That was cool.
I was stoked that I remembered to snap that
Dairy
as we
Queen.
Drove through.
Yeah. Zigzag Oregon.
Well, there's a Dairy Queen about 800 yards up the road in the town of Rhododendron, Oregon.
Is it called a Dairy Queen or a Dairy Mart?
It's a Dairy Queen.
It's Dairy Queen?
Yeah.
What'd you have?
I accidentally got a cheeseburger.
Like accidentally?
Yeah.
Was it good?
Thing? No. I ate maybe a quarter of it.
Oh, no.
I thought I was ordering it for Remy, but she'd already gotten some chicken strips ordered for her, so I ended up with that. I should have just ordered.
Should just ordered.
Ice cream.
Yeah.
There you go. You get it.
That's the way to go.
Well, I've got some questions for you guys. We're getting ready for training camp coverage here in a little bit. So I've got some questions that... I always test these questions
Fire
on you
away,
guys,
man.
And then I do these podcasts and I see if they're any good or not. But
oh, so we're your guinea pig.
You're guinea pigs. Zach, I'll start with you on this one. Will all this off-season attention be good or bad for Micah Parsons' season?
You know what?
All this off-season attention be good or bad for Micah Parsons' season?
I'm just going to go with good. And the reason is I don't think Micah gives a damn, honestly. I don't think Micah cares. I think Micah is going to do his thing. And he has talked about this as motivation, adding fuel to the fire. You know, it just – I mean, his quote talking about some of the criticism was, you know, people have expectations for him to be even better, to be even greater.
Sure.
So hopefully he does harness that into a positive. But regardless, I think we're still going to see the same version of Micah Parsons that goes and dominates and is in the running for Defensive Player of the Year. The big question is he able to sustain the impactful plays later into the season? Because we've seen that fade in the final, say, month of the year the last couple of years.
Dawson?
I think it'll be good for his play. I think, you know, a little something extra to prove. I think that's good. I do wonder how the chemistry is on this football team. Like,
It happens on a lot of teams in every sport. When the expectations gets high and the pressure gets high and then things don't go well, the aftermath of that can be really trying. And it doesn't seem like they're connected right now. The offseason has said nothing but fragmented defensive locker room to me.
Yeah, I kind of feel like I agree with you, Woolchuck, that I don't think he cares about all the attention. But there's the side of me that believes he also hears everything.
He does.
He can act like he doesn't care, but he does care.
Yeah, because he has an answer.
Yeah.
I mean, he's always commenting
about it. And I like the angle Dawson took, because I wonder if things start to go bad, are fingers going to start to get pointed at him and others, you know, the leaders, supposedly the leaders on this team?
I think that's a fair question.
Because Dak always takes the criticism.
Yes, and Mike, I do think we'll do some finger pointing.
Yeah, I do too. I agree with you on that. Okay, how about this one for you, Dawson?
Mm-hmm.
Here's my question for you. Gosh, that looks excellent, by
Fantastic,
the way.
Fantastic, man.
Mm.
What'd you get there?
A spicy tuna roll.
Spicy okay. tuna roll. Gosh, right. dang, that's a beautiful
It does look beautiful. That presentation's outstanding.
Dawson.
Yeah.
Do you feel like training camp and preseason games will be enough to have a read on Trey Lance?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, because if he doesn't play a lot, then that will tell you a lot. And if he does play, then it'll be his opportunity to show that he can do something. Absolutely.
What about you, Woolchuck?
Yes, I think the preseason is going to be big for him. He needs the reps. And like I've been saying, I'd love for them to give him a full game. Give him four quarters. Let him go out there and play as much as he can. I think that will be at least enough. Better than what last year they traded for him at the end. We right. didn't see anything. So I think it'll definitely be enough to kind of get somewhat of a gauge of where he's at.
Okay, will it give you enough of the gauge to say that he will be the quarterback in 2025?
Ooh, that's a fantastic question. I would say no. I don't think we're going to have enough satisfactory information.
Okay, could you also, on the flip side, if he looks like not good?
Yes.
Could you say,
if he doesn't look good, that will be enough.
Will you be able to say not good, moving on, or you think you'll be able to say not good, moving on, or are you going to say looks good, he could be our guy? Which direction you think this is going to go?
I think that we will be able to say he looks like he possibly could be the guy.
Okay.
I think he's going to look okay.
I think they'll get to a point where if he is the starter, it's only because they're still digging out of the cap. I have zero confidence right now that Trey Lance can still be a guy.
That's fair.
He got drafted a long time ago at this point.
See, I wonder if there's going to be people that say that he looks bad in practices mm-hmm. and doesn't look good in games, and it's completely they don't have a guy. They're going to have to.
And they might end up in that scenario.
Yeah.
It'll come down to who's available in the draft next year. And if they pick in the middle of the first round, then maybe they want to let it go one more year when they could pick in the top 10.
Yeah. Sure. The practice thing is just tough because you've just seen a quarterback here for a decade that
it
wasn't a good practice.
If he does practice well and shows up well, are we going to be like a little bit, are you going to feel a little bit easier about maybe letting Dak walk?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That would be exciting.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We got to get the winds of change blowing.
Yeah.
You know, you need a new candidate. Yeah. It's a big job to take this team to a Super Bowl.
All right. Speaking of Dak, Wooly Bully, Dak's interception numbers will be higher because he's asked to throw the ball more due to the lack of running game.
Yeah, that's true. Because we did those.
It might not be his fault.
No.
Might not be his fault, but they have no running game. Are you going to be able to – are you living with that,
yeah.
with the numbers?
I am. And we did the over-under like 11.5 on Friday. I took the over because I think that his yards will go over. I think the touchdowns will go over. But it's because he's going to have to be asked to literally carry the offense. Because you have – like maybe the offensive line you hit on your two rookies and you end up being able to block and you can run the football. But right now I don't think we have any hope that they're going to have a consistent running game. So when you talk about more attempts passing,
right.
you are creating more risk of opportunity to throw interceptions.
Right.
Therefore, I do believe that he will throw more picks.
Dawson, you think he's going to throw more picks because he's going to be asked to carry a poor running game?
I mean, he was asked to do that last year a lot, right?
Right.
I think it came – I think what alleviated it last year was Tyron Smith's health.
Yeah.
So I got to know how good Guyton is.
Yeah.
Can Guyton hold it down at left tackle? If so, I think Dak can deal with whatever other challenges the line presents for him.
Dawson.
Yes, sir.
Mike Zimmer's scheme will eliminate the big plays, but will not yield as many turnovers.
100%.
Will this fan base be good with that?
Ooh.
Will the fan base be good with limiting big plays or eliminating big plays, but not creating turnovers?
I don't think they will, because I don't see them winning enough games, and the wins are the potpourri.
Yeah. I think it comes down to the wins as well. But I do wonder, if you limit the big plays, does that end up helping in the win column, right? So, I mean, it's going to be tough to sustain, even if Dan Quinn had to come back, the success that they've had with turnovers. It's been a crazy high mark. So I think ultimately, no, I don't think the fan base will be happy. One, because you're not going to have as many wins. And two, yeah, I think ultimately there's no way that they're going to have as many turnovers with this new defensive
scheme. See, I think I agree. I think that what's going to happen is, and Mike's even said this, not going to create a lot of turnovers here, guys, but I'm not going to give up big plays.
Yeah.
And I wonder if the fan base, if all of a sudden week six or week seven, they're going to go, this scheme doesn't create turnovers.
Yeah,
but they're top 10. You know, is the fan base going to be happy with that, or are they not going to be happy?
Top 10 defense?
Top 10 defense.
It would have to transform it into like a top 3 defense, where you're like, hey, we're not getting the takeaways, but we're allowing 17 points per game, guys.
Yeah,
this
right.
is great.
Yeah,
right.
We're one of the best defenses in football, because the other thing is, how many of those times did they turn it over, but they were getting defensive touchdowns?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Deron Bland set a record for pick sixes last year.
Yeah, absolutely right. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Brian. Krusty's Corner every day, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. We are live at Moxie's, and it's part of Restaurant Week. Looks like Wolchuk has some delicious fare to enjoy here at the break. Come by.
Looks delicious.
Crack them, enjoy something off the menu, and we'll be back with 4 more hours of content. NFL News of the Day is next. Wolchuk, where are we going?
Has the NFL forgotten about Joe Burrow, and why are so many of these players left unsigned? That's next in the Fan.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.